Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts. And today is a very special day because it's the day after my birthday. And I am so happy to record. I couldn't make it yesterday because I was partying, kind of moderately, so I wasn't like overdoing it, don't worry. It was a really nice way to celebrate myself and getting older, and had a really nice day. And today we're kind of continuing with family, just, you know, quiet, relaxed, just how I like it. So today I want to touch on a very special topic, and it's trust. And I've talked about letting go in a couple of other episodes. And the more I think about it, the more I realize that we're oftentimes so afraid to let go because we lack the basic level of trust in life and in ourselves. I think it's so important to know that the universe, life, God always has our back. And it's often said that when one door closes, another one opens. And I firmly believe that that's true, because sometimes you have to really let go of something and give up on it, so to say, in order for something else to step up. But if you don't have trust, and if you don't believe that better things are ahead, you're gonna have trouble doing that. And I realized that I've kind of fallen into the trap of holding on for way too long, because I was actually not in a state of abundance, but quite the opposite. I was in a state of lack and always afraid that I wouldn't find a better alternative or an alternative at all. And that comes down to dating and jobs and so many different areas of life. But let's stick with dating, because I think it makes it quite obvious. I've really tried to be relaxed and chill and in a state of trust those past couple of weeks. And what I've realized is that things are just not meant to be hard when it comes to love and when it comes to life. Things are supposed to flow and they're supposed to find you. That doesn't mean that you are not supposed to do anything at all, but you just have to enter a state of being okay with whatever happens. Accepting what is, accepting that you are doing your best, accepting that whoever comes your way, and then knowing that you have everything you need to make the right decision and to deal with the situation as it arises. And the foundation of all of that is trust. And I think it comes down to self-trust, to really, you know, being in alignment with yourself and knowing that you have power and that you have everything you need within you. I think we're so whole and so complete as human beings. We have everything we need inside of us. And sometimes it's just about unlearning certain patterns and behaviors and ways of thinking for us to come back to ourselves and to that level of deep innate trust that we have as children when we're born. So I strongly believe that that's possible for all of us. And I know that the combination of letting go and trusting is basically unbeatable. Like, there's nothing better than that, because when you really trust in life and God and the universe and yourself, then nothing can shake you and nothing can make you insecure. And I'm trying to really take that to heart and apply it to my dating life and to every other area of my life, and especially when it comes to my career and creating things and being creative. You can't force creativity. So it's a great lesson and it's a great way to live and to go forward. And yeah, so definitely trust in yourself and trust in your abilities. Trust that better things are coming, and never be afraid to let go of what isn't serving you, because you open up a gateway for all of the beauty of life to flow into your life and to flow to you effortlessly. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure to rate my podcast wherever you're listening and subscribe if you haven't already. That would be amazing. Thank you so much, and I will catch you on Thursday. Stay tuned. Bye.